with Finn Johansson.
And my goodness, we've got people and we also have lots of bits of paper and Finn. We've
got a full house today.
Yeah, good morning. A board game, you weren't kidding.
Morena. Yeah, we're not kidding. I have with me in studio Liam Hansen.
Hello.
And Greta O'Leary.
Good morning.
My two play testers.
Uh-huh. You've dragged them in here. To have they had a crack at it?
They have.
Yes.
And I was figuring maybe I'll give you a little blurb about the board game, and then these two can explain how it works.
Yes, okay. Because it's kind of visual, isn't it, really, as opposed to oral?
It is visual. I think having listened to them do a couple of practice rounds earlier, the oral is pretty entertaining when it comes down to the wire. But we can be observational verbal while they're doing it.
So just tell me during this week how you've had time to create a board game.
Well, this actually came to me in the shower a couple of months ago when I was looking through my glazed window and made everything outside look like pixel art, look like blurry. And I was like, wait a minute, that might be a bit of a thing. So I guess it was a nascent idea. And then last night I just chucked it together. We've got ink pads. We've got a little a clay stamp.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, have a little look. Yeah, it's clay with a dishcloth taped to it, so you can stamp.
It's DIY.
Yeah, it's DIY. This is what we call the beta, or maybe the alpha. But
are you hoping this is going to go into production?
Who knows? I'm hoping that it's going to be a fun time for our Liam and Greta. And I think the impetus here is that, you know, on a rainy day, you find yourself playing board games. Yes. But I want to let you know that any old schmuck can make a board game if you've got enough scissors.
Any old schmuck. Okay, so what is the board game called?
It's called Dignity.
Oh, Dignity. Okay, all right.
It's an homage. It's an homage to the episode of The Simpsons where Kirk and Luann Van Houten, Milhouse's parents, break up. Mm-hmm. And they break up over a game of Pictionary. And Kirk's going, come on, Luann, you gotta get this, you know what it is. And she goes, no, Kirk, I just don't know what it is. And he goes, it's dignity. Anyone can see that it's dignity. And then Luann's like, he's like, why don't you do it then? And she does a perfect version of Dignity that everybody understands. And this game here is sort of
the
pixel art version of making everybody who plays the game put into the shoes of Kirk Van Houten to be very bad at Pictionary. So this is basically Pictionary, but you only have squares, and you have a stamp that's a square.
Finn's showing us squares now. Just you've made a lot of those.
Do you know what the exact amount of squares is?
Yeah. So, I'm not counting right now.
It's like grid paper, basically. Grid paper that you've chopped up with
grid
squares on it, yes.
Up. Actually, I'll let these two describe how to play.
All right, come close to the microphone. Greta, Liam.
So, yes, we've got a paper and it's got some math squares, which for me is quite triggering personally, but apparently it's for pixels.
It kind of shows the different way that you approach squares. If you see that and you see, oh God, it's my year 11 math book, or if you see it and you go, oh, it's cool, like video games, nice.
Okay, Greta, why is it triggering?
I don't like mathematics. or video games.
Okay, all right.
I at least have the second one. I'm not good at mathematics, but you know.
All right, so you've got these blank squares.
Yeah, and so we've got categories of a thing, and we have to choose a number, and then the other person, Liam, will start to draw in pixels a item or a sensation or something. I'm yet to find out, and I have to guess it, but it's very, very pixelated.
There's very limited amount of space to work with.
So those are representative, you probably told me this, but those are representative of pixel squares.
Yes, I suppose it is. I think pixels is probably the closest you would come to a real life analog of this.
And then Liam, you're going to just do some freeform drawing.
I'm going to do my best.
You're not allowed to do freeform drawing, Liam.
Oh, okay,
Liam's
no
been cheating.
Okay.
You have to have one stamp per square.
You stamp on those squares.
You stamp on the squares. Yes. You can't be drawing with a arc. You can't be doing half pixels.
Oh, I understand. Okay, so you're making a pixel picture.
Yes, a pixel picture. A mosaic, if you will.
Got it. Right.
You've got 1 minute, and then you lose.
Okay.
Lose what if you haven't guessed what it is?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So how do you start then?
It goes into round two with an even smaller pixel square, 5x5. You go into bonus round if you can't get it. And then you're allowed to do letters. You're allowed to spell it out if you want.
So you need a stamp pad, obviously.
Yep.
We've got one.
Oh, yeah.
We've got one. We've got this sort of paintbrush here that we can dip our piece of clay onto.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, away you go. Take it away.
Okay. Cool. I think I'll choose one for you so we can speed it along.
I'm drawing.
Dignity.
Up to you.
Board game.
I can draw. Yeah.
Okay, Liam.
Wait.
Only a minute. Don't worry. Won't last forever.
I'll put a minute on. I should have got some background music sorted.
I do think that's an easy one, actually.
Okay, we're going.
Sweet, we're on?
Yeah.
So how does he know what he's supposed to be drawing?
Well, I just gave it to them, and basically it's...
What do you mean you just gave it to them? Like, secretly?
Secretly. Usually,
they
Greta...
They passed me a piece of paper.
A chimney.
Ooh.
A cup.
Usually, Greta would choose a number between 1 and 10, and then would find it in these piles here.
I see.
Objects, rooftops. Concepts, really people. It. Oh, that's good. Not what? Seeing any half pixels from Liam.
A cigarette.
Yeah, got it.
Oh, wow.
What?
Good work.
That was the fastest that we've gotten it yet.
Excellent.
That's because you reacted to chimney. I was getting the vibe. I said chimney and someone was like,
I think Greta's quite intuitive.
Very intuitive, because that doesn't look like a cigarette. How do you even know what a cigarette looks like?
I've seen, I don't know about you, but I've seen a cigarette before.
Wow, okay. That's quite a...
Nailed it.
Quite a game. Fun.
Thank you very much.
And then you carry on doing that, and then you chuck away all those bits of paper.
You carry on doing that. Yeah. It's a cooperative game right now.
Yes.
For the radio. And so if you succeed in doing one from each category, person, object, and concept... then you're all good. The concepts, I think, are going to be the hardest, like death and taxes. And dignity is in there.
Again, we've been heavily struggling with cigarettes, so I don't know how those ones are going to go.
Yeah, I think the difficulty curve is one on this that we have to work with.
So for those who are listening and trying to get a hang of this, that cigarette basically on these grid squares was just a rectangle, and at the end of the rectangle it had three, the blocks were filled in. That's it wasn't even a guess. That was incredible, yes. Greta.
One colour. You yes. Show Greta a cigarette. She knows what it is.
Right, so when you win, so you get this round, and then what do you do? Well, after you've won that round. So Greta wins.
So now we've ticked off object.
Yes.
So now it's time for Greta to draw, Liam to guess.
Yes.
And you've got two to choose from. You can either do concept or person.
Right.
Person, I think cartoons I've chosen, because like to actually do a person in pixel art, you'd have to do the most cartoony looking people.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I think we should... do the reverse.
I think so.
Don't you think Greta should...
Are you saying person or concept?
Which would you rather?
Well, I don't know anything about popular culture, but it's your
yeah,
call.
I feel like I'd show you SpongeBob and you'd be like, what the hell is a SpongeBob?
I have heard of SpongeBob.
I'll get you a concept.
We are playing Dignity, which is a Rainy Day Project from Finn Johansson, his new board game.
Okay, here you go, Greta.
Okay.
Greta's going to be doing some drawing on those grid squares that she doesn't like.
Okay, I'm setting up the timer. Three,
can you
two,
tell me when
one,
it's time?
Hit
okay.
It.
Liam's going to guess.
Oh my God, I need ink. I'm running out.
The ink run out?
Oh, you just got to push harder, I think.
Yeah, okay.
She's done five squares.
This is a concept, yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
There are two what look like plus signs, essentially.
No.
I will say it's a concept, but it also sort of exists in physical as well.
It does exist in the
shock.
It does exist in the physical.
We're watching Greta
a minute, don't
power
worry.
Through the triggered by the maths.
Shoot, fear. shoot.
Fear and despair. I'm just seeing a very sad face or a very terrified face here.
But it's a place.
Oh.
Right?
It's a place and a concept.
A church? A cathedral?
No.
Buzz is going to go soon.
Yeah. And then we go on to bonus after you fail round.
Rita's
and three, two, one, we're out of time. So when this happens, we grab our secondary tiny pad and Greta has 30 seconds to see if they can get Liam on board with it.
Same concept.
But you're allowed to do letters now. You're allowed to just write it out if you want.
You made this up in one night, did you?
When's my time
this
starting?
This is a cool part of the game. Go. I'm not mad at you, Greta.
Right. Okay, so Greta's trying to carry on so that Liam can guess.
Greta's writing, but it's only a 5x5 grid. Oh, that's a good one, Greta.
Yes.
Long, lengthy pauses.
15 seconds.
Spin? Spiral?
Think of the... Try to go for the letter. What's
Eight
the letter?
8 seconds.
C? No.
Three, two, one.
I've got no
and
idea.
You failed.
I'm sorry.
So what was it?
It was space.
Oh, come on. That's right.
So I went for the classic.
For the stars.
I went for the solar system.
I see.
So clearly here we've got some stars.
Not clearly, but
a planet. And a shooting, the star's shooting.
Well, I saw with two eyes, a sad face and a tear, and I was like, I don't know what sort of Rorschach test this is, but...
Well, I have to say, that's a pretty fun game.
Thank you, Karen.
Dignity.
Dignity.
Would you try it?
I would, actually. Yeah, I would, as long as, you had enough ink.
I'll make you, when's your birthday?
We'll
make
improve the ink situation.
Make your dignity.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about your new board game.
Thank you for having us.
Right.
And thanks to you at home for listening to us play a board game.
Yeah.
But the moral of the story is, if you rip off a board game that already exists, you can make your own one. And it's a lot more fun than listening to somebody explain the rules of an already existing board game to you on a rainy day.
Greta, Liam, thank you.
Thank you.
For
thank
participating you. In that. And Ben, you've chosen, I've got a bit of a pop theme this morning. You've chosen a track too?
Yeah, I've chosen a song by The Only Ones called Another Girl, Another Planet.
Oh, nice.
It's my mum and dad's song.
Rainy Day Project. With Finn Johansson.